The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Craig is here today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Craig.
Hey.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're really good, Craig. We're really good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, just okay.
That's a bummer. What's going on? What's your trouble?
I need to know if I'm wrong about something.
Okay.
Okay.
Give us some deets.
Okay. I have a daughter, 13, who she wants to try for sports.
Right.
But the thing is, my wife lets her quit too soon. She, most recent one was tennis.
Uh-huh.
She played for about, 2-3 weeks. I don't like it, so she quit. Okay. So next it was soccer. She played for like 2 games and quit. And my wife lets her do this without her actually, getting any kind of joy or proficiency out of it.
Yeah. Right. How old is your daughter?
My daughter is 13.
And how old is your wife? Just kidding. That's not pertinent. That's not pertinent. Your daughter's 13.
That's rude.
So we've been through 4 or 5 sports now.
Yeah.
And I think the problem is that she doesn't feel like she's doing well at it. She feels like she has to be good at it right away.
Sure.
And you can't be. No one is. She has to stick with it. We have to stick kind of some kind of minimum. She's got to go through it for one season, let's say.
Yeah.
Before making that switch.
Right.
And her argument is, well, she's not going to like it, and she's not going to do it unless she likes it. Well, she's not going to like it unless she does it for long enough to be good at it.
To get good at
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. That's what our boss keeps telling us. Eventually, you'll get good at this radio thing. You'll really enjoy it. Keep trying. No quitting. All right. Hang on 1 second. What's your wife's name, Craig?
Amy.
All right. Let's call Amy and find out what's going on.
Hello.
Is this Amy?
It is.
Amy, good morning. Hi, how are you? This is Mark Kay and Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hey, Amy.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I listen to you guys in the car.
Oh, good.
Cool.
We'll take it.
It's good to know.
Fun fact, your husband Craig is also with us today.
Oh.
Hey, Amy.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. Amy.
Craig told us about the situation with your daughter and playing sports and how she quits too early, very frequently.
I wouldn't say she quits. She just doesn't really know what she wants to do yet. I keep telling her, try stuff until you find what you like.
Right. Well, I guess Craig's worried that she keeps trying stuff, doesn't like it, and you tell her to quit.
Well, I just feel like she's really young. I mean, she's only 13, and I don't want to be one of those parents that force their kids to do stuff. You see that happen all the time. Those kids are miserable out there.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that parent who, forces their kids to do this, that, or the other. I mean, I'd rather her try everything and then find what she likes and stick with that.
She's 13. She's been playing a sport for 5 years already. If she found something.
I know, honey, but she hasn't, okay? So I don't see the harm in letting her explore different things. I mean, it's not like, she's going to the NFL or whatever, NBA or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not a professional player. She's a kid. I mean, we just want her to find something that she has fun doing.
Right.
I don't want this to be stressful. I don't want this to be pressure. I just want her to have a good time and play with some kids. I don't want her to have, dreading it, and then having to drive her there and she's complaining and she's,
right. No, kids complaining, that's the worst. That's the worst. All right.
She dreads the new thing each time. Jeez.
She what?
She dreads the new thing each time. Oh, no, not another new sport. Well, stick with one.
Yeah. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. 3-4-0. This is a common problem, by the way.
Yeah, I
imagine. This is a guy, how long do you make your kids do something that they hate?
Yeah.
3-4-0-95-95. Parents, what's your advice for Craig and Amy? It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Your phone call's next. Craig and Amy join us. Craig's upset that their daughter quits sports too much. How many sports has she been through now, Craig?
Oh, geez, let's see. Volleyball, tennis. It's been like 4 or 5.
4 or 5. And she just keeps quitting them. And Amy, you basically give her permission to quit because you're like, look, I'm not going to force her to do something she doesn't want to do.
Right. I mean, there's no point to that. If the kid doesn't want to participate, they're out there complaining the whole time. You have to beg them to go to practice and
right.
go to the games, and then they're just nasty about it. Who needs that?
No, I get it. Who needs that in their lives? Nobody. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? 340-9595. Melissa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, great. What'd you want to say, Melissa?
If you make a commitment to a team, then that team is relying on you to fulfill your position. So if you're halfway through the soccer team and there's only 9 kids and your kid quits, then you leave the team in a situation where none of the kids are going to be able to sub out. Means they have to play the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
So if she doesn't want to make a team commitment for the season, then she should not play at all.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
That's a good point. That's a good point for team sports. But if it's like tennis or something like that, I mean, you're pretty much on your own.
Yeah.
Well, then she doesn't have to play if she doesn't want to. But if you're making a commitment to a team,
yeah,
then
although
it puts them in a bind.
I will say this. As a championship flag football coach for several seasons, sometimes the kids that don't want to play, you really don't want them sitting on the bench even. You're just like, get out of here.
That is very true.
Yeah. Hey, thanks so much
why?
For calling. Why?
Because their attitude or what?
Right. Like, they almost bring it down. Like, they don't want to.
Okay. I got
that. Oh, my
that.
God. Every now and then, there's some kid on the field, and I look at him. I go, do you not want to be here? They go, no. And I go, sit your ass on the bench.
Because there's some kids who are super passionate into it.
Right.
So it really brings down the whole vibe. Yeah, I got it.
Hey, Brandy from the North Side, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say, Brandy?
I just wanted to say I have a daughter in sports as well, and I understand when a kid starts something, they think they're going to like it, and then they don't excel at it. You don't want to push your kid, but they are also making their own decision to want to play. So they need to have a commitment. They need to understand that it's not just this sport. It's
right.
When you commit to something later on in life,
yeah,
you know, they have to realize that, you know, sometimes you have to push through stuff, and there's no telling,
right,
you know, where that could lead for the kid, and she could end up loving it if she would just apply a little bit more.
Yeah.
And it is tough with my kids. Like my daughter, for example, she's played sports, and we make her last like the whole season. But then if she's not into it, like she played soccer one season, didn't like it. So we didn't make her sign up again.
Right.
She played golf one season, didn't like it. But eventually, I mean, yeah, you have to maybe push through that second season till you get good at it. And then when you get good, you do enjoy it. It's tough.
I feel like it's also a lot of things. Like if your kid, like if they don't have any friends on the team, they're not going to like it as much. Like I remember like it being like about if I liked my team and liked like the people with, that made a huge difference. So
Absolutely. Maybe
it's just get a friend to join in with it and then maybe she'll like it better.
That is true. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Madeline, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Great, Madeline. What'd you want to say?
So I am calling from Jacksonville. I'm only 21, so being 13 was not that long ago. And I remember it's an awkward time. You're figuring things out. But I think maybe sports might not be her thing. Maybe it's art or some other type of extracurricular. But even if she's good at sports, the way that I was raised was when you start something, finish it out because you've made a commitment to that team to play and be there.
Yeah.
So maybe it's, hey, let's finish out the season. And if you still don't feel good about it, try something new. Because maybe in the beginning she doesn't feel confident. She's learning something new.
Right.
It's a new skill. But she might be really good at it. Like, I tried volleyball, didn't know if I was going to be good. I ended up being great and played for over 5 years.
Yeah. So, no,
yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't find a sport that I was really good at and that I really excelled at until I... until I was 43,
sorry.
I was going to say.
Oh, radio's not a sport, Mark.
No, poker, Megan. Hey, thanks so much for calling. It's great. It's competitive. It's indoors. It's air conditioned. Shut up. 340-9590. We can't all be cheerleaders. Katie, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You scared me, though.
I scared you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he yells for no reason whatsoever. I feel your pain, sister.
I wasn't yelling. I said, Katie!
Katie!
No,
Jesus.
I was just, like, in a trance. I was listening to the radio, and then I was, like, pulling out in front of a bus, and then it was like, Katie! And I was like, oh, hello.
Oh, my God. Sorry. Well, you shouldn't be driving and talking on the phone.
Story of my life.
I was listening to the radio, and I got intrigued. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Don't apologize.
No, we're good. We want you to listen to the radio.
Wait, you were listening to our station, and you got intrigued?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I've been listening to this radio station since I was, like, 4, so.
How old are you now?
17.
Wow, that's a long time. That's a long time.
Anyways, what do you want to say?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
Wait, what?
You were calling about playing sports, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So I started dance when I was 2.
Uh-huh.
And I remember getting out in second grade because I claimed I had too much homework. And this happened with every single sport known to man till now.
Right.
I ended up getting surgery, and then I couldn't really do a whole lot of sports anymore. But maybe she's just not a sports kid.
That's another possibility.
Now, and it's, you just got to find your niche.
Yeah.
And sometimes I switched around through everything. I remember going to a pole vault, and my mom, like, I ran right into it, and it was hilarious.
Like, maybe she's... Maybe she could be into, like, drama or, like, an acting class or something. Like, maybe just sports aren't her thing, which is totally fine.
Yeah. So, it could be a mix of things, but, I mean, it takes a while to find it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely one of those kids. And she's probably going to be the kid who goes to college and's like, I don't know what I want to do.
Right. Just gets drunk and parties all the time.
Are we talking about me now?
Hey, Katie, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. And I'm sorry I scared you.
Oh, you're fine.
All right. Good. Hey. Perfect. Venus, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Great. What do you want to say, Venus?
Well, in our family, we don't quit on anything, whether it be sports, tough, life is tough, okay?
Yeah.
If you allow your child to constantly quit, what happens when life gets tough?
Yeah.
Are they going to quit? So what I always tell my kids is, you chose to do this. We committed with you and got you all of your equipment required. You're going to finish the season. If you still don't like it, then we won't do it next time.
Right.
But you're going to have to pull up your big girl underwear and deal with the consequences of your own choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is true. And the equipment is another thing, too. If it's an equipment-heavy sport where you have to lay out a lot of money...
Yeah, it can be so expensive.
Which is why I recommend everybody, basketball is a great sport because you don't need anything.
My oldest daughter, she plays basketball. She's done soccer. She's done volleyball. She's doing track.
Yeah.
You know, she's still trying to find who and what her groove is.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Track's another good one. You don't need any special equipment
for
track.
But still, you need shoes. And, like, basketball, you need a uniform and shoes and, like.
And basketball shoes are not cheap.
Right.
But you don't need, like, golf clubs or, you know, football helmets or anything like that. I mean. You try taking up golf. That's not a cheap sport.
No.
And what's another one? Like all the hockey. I mean, no one here really plays hockey. But the padding that's involved. But, you know, with like peewee football, people need pads and helmets and stuff.
I mean.
You're talking about hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm telling you, poker, you don't need any equipment. I mean, you do need a lot of cash to lay out up front, but you don't need any equipment.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.